Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Cuzaba. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Cuzaba. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The left fielder, Austin Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Adams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knickerbocker moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Fleming scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Quezada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quezada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards first. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Quezada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quezada is 0-for-2 in the game. Quezada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juice scores. Adams moves to third. Guerra moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheib hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Kuzawa fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Lopez and he is safe. Vallo steals third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Al Gettle now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby pinch hits for Al Lopez. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle bunts in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Pat Seary now playing left field. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Dick Adams. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Gene Handley pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Don Richmond pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Handley moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Bob Lemon now pitching. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Handley scores. Vallo moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.